to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 FM, 104.3 WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah. Well, we met a young lady who her college cheerleading career is coming, is finishing. It's rounding out. She's going to graduate. She's going to be a sports marketing person. And, that's, of course, former South Effingham and South Carolina cheerleader, most valuable cheerleader, Caroline Retkovich. And so one cheerleader is finishing a career. We got one cheerleader going to continue her career on the next level. She's a senior at Calvary Day School. She was part of the volleyball back-to-back championships over there, big part of that championship team. She was a 2015 All-Greater Savannah Volleyball Team first team last year, volleyball second team. We don't know what's going to happen this year, second team. She's been cheer Savannah for I don't know how long, probably when she started crawling, but she's done a great job. And last weekend she had a dream to try out for the University of Georgia cheerleading squad. Well, she came home, she did it. First she had to get accepted. You have to be a pretty good student to do that. And then, of course, she got selected to join a team. Joining us now, this week's Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Calvary Day School, senior student athlete, Southern Brett. Southern, always great having you on the show. Congratulations. I know you got to be excited about it. I know everybody in Savannah is excited about it. Unbelievable. Good job.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
I mean, you've been on before. You came in and talked about, you know, volleyball and what you've been doing volleyball. Did you ever think that the shoe would turn and instead of being a college volleyball player, you're going to be a college cheerleader?
My heart has always been set on college cheerleading, but mostly competitive cheerleading. It's just been my passion. But being able to showcase talent and just have fun and build friendships on the volleyball court was, of course, a joy. So I would never take it back.
You got two state rings right there, and you got to be proud of that. And so let's go to the cheerleading side. Yeah, we know Chia Savannah, Stephanie Britt, owner, operator, cheerleading coach, mother for 50,000 girls. I mean, you name it, she does it. And her own daughter is now going to be a college cheerleader. So tell everybody, were you in pink and yellow, pink and white as soon as you started crawling, or when did you start doing the sport?
Well, of course, my mother being the business owner and the coach, is I started flipping since I was in diapers. But luckily, I don't think it was all just the business aspect of it. The passion runs in my blood, and I love cheerleading. It's a part of me. It's part of my family. And I go to the gym every day. I love cheerleading, and I love the people there, the people at Cheer Savannah. It's a great atmosphere. So I've been growing up in that. So competitive cheerleading has been a part of my life since I was a baby, and college cheerleading was just the next step to be able to carry my passion through the next phases of my life.
Well, we talked about you being part of the volleyball team at Calvary Day School, a two-time defending state champion. Did you do any cheerleading over there?
I'm sorry, my phone disconnected. What did you say?
I said you part of the volleyball team over at Calvary Day School. Did you cheerlead also at Calvary Day School?
Oh, no, sir, I did not. It was a conflict. So I actually had never done sideline cheer or any type of, actually cheering instead of the more tumbling, competitive aspect until I tried out for UGA.
So you're more part of the competitive type of cheerleading than you did for the high school cheerleading. Well, being part of it, and we know your sister, Sailor, cheers over for the BC Cadets. Is there a big difference between high school cheer team and competitive cheer team? You also led on to the sideline cheer. Tell us the difference.
There is a difference. There's sideline cheer, which is where you mostly cheer for the other team. You're encouraging, you're screaming, you're yelling, and you're bringing the atmosphere up so this team can play. It's a huge part of sports, a huge part of the society, and everyone loves it. But there's a difference. There's also high school competitive, or even there's college competitive, and that's on a flat floor. You have a routine just like competition cheerleading, but the intensity level and the scoring is very different. Also, there's competitive cheerleading, which is where my heart is, and that is on a spring mat, and that for safety reasons. And there's a totally different aspect. We perform at the Wide World of Sports, ESPN, just declared it a sport. So it's a big difference, but they all are in the same realm.
And that's Southern Britt. She just made the UGA cheerleading squad, a senior at Calvary Day School. She is this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, also a big-time volleyball player over at Calvary Day School. So, I mean, I follow social media, you know, to get a lot of my news. And, you know, the first thing I noticed is when you got your acceptance to UGA, to Georgia, did you think about trying out right away? I mean, you seemed so excited when you got accepted. Did your mind just go right away? Okay, now I'm going out for the cheerleading team?
I definitely knew if I had the awesome opportunity to be accepted into the University of Georgia that I would try out for the cheer team, hands down. But honestly, the first thing I thought was, wow, am I so blessed. My family has been so supportive, and God has given me all the opportunities to be able to be accepted into such a an amazing college. It's not easy to get into, and I worked my butt off for it, so that really was an amazing opportunity, but I was just thinking about how blessed I was in that moment.
So, you know, being accepted academically is just as important as being accepted or making a team, I guess you're saying, right?
Yes, sir.
That's something Mom and Dad would be very proud of, and hopefully they're listening. So, all right. Now, I'm a novice guy here. I've watched sideline cheerleading because being a high school football coach for all these years, then, of course, basketball coach, and I've watched the college, you know, believe it or not, I'll watch any college sport on TV, and watching the college competition for the cheerleading put on by the National Cheerleading Association, pretty special, how athletic. Now, I just learned. So, on a cheerleading team, whether it's college or whatever you guys do, you have four positions, a tumbler, a spotter, and a flyer. What do we classify Southern Britt as?
Well, there's a lot of parts. It's for stunning aspects. It's facing, flying, and back spotting. But you also have your tumblers, and you have anything that you can bring to the team. For competitive cheerleading right now, I base. There's different types of bases, and throughout my whole cheerleading life, I've learned a lot. So I can base and I fly as well, but I currently just play the UGA team for flying, so that's exciting.
Okay, so now I'm going to, you know, ask you this question. Isn't that a little scary? People are throwing you up, and you got to expect your teammates to catch you, whether they're guys or girls. Isn't that a little scary?
A lot of people ask me that question, and I can honestly say that I am not scared one bit. I look at the person who's about to throw me up in the air, and oddly enough, I trust them 100% that they will never drop me. And we have spotters, everything's safe, but I put full trust in them that they know what they're doing and I know what I'm doing. So we just hope that it will work, and we both look at each other and we're like, we're going to hit this. We're not going to drop. So.
Okay, well, now, of course, this is the Call of the Monster Sports Report. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic. After the week, I'm talking to senior student-athlete from Calvary Day School, Southern Britt, just made the University of Georgia cheerleading team. Is there any, you know, because, you know, I did a lot of reading about this stuff because, you know, I'm not like Mom, and probably Dad knows a lot more about competitive cheerleading. Is there a requirement? Is there a height or weight for certain positions? I mean, if you're the flyer, I guess you can't be, you know, 130, 140-pound cheerleader. I mean, is there a certain height or weight that they want, or you just... If you can do it, then you're going to do it.
There's not a specific height or a specific weight, but, I mean, you definitely have to be a more petite person. You have to be fit for cheerleading. It's a very athletic sport, but also if you're going to be a flyer, you have to be more petite than the person holding you up. It's science. So
yeah, it is science.
Yeah, I had to work harder to get more fit in my best shape as possible to be the best flyer that I can be.
All right. High school cheerleading. I've watched that. I've been a judge, and it's been a lot of fun. I mean, what was the tryout process like at UGA for you?
I'm not going to lie. I was very intimidated considering I knew no one going into it other than a couple faces from social media. But... It was the most surreal experience of my life.
Yeah, Caroline Rekovich said that, too. And you know her very well. She said that, too.
Yes.
Going into it, she knew nobody. But now, after 4 years, they're the best friends that she'll ever have, probably for the rest of her life.
Yes, sir.
So, all right. So, we got to go a little quicker here. So, so you're going to be a flyer. You're not going to be a tumbler. So, I watched a video of you doing those back springs, hand springs, whatever you guys call it. Let's go to this other side. How many years have you been in Calvary Day School?
Oh, I've been at Calvary since diapers.
So you're a 14-year over there. You're a 14-year Cavalier?
Yes, sir.
Wow. So tell us about Calvary Day School and what has it meant to Southern Brent to be a student and athlete at Calvary Day School?
Most of my friends and peers who know me know that I'm a full Cavalier fan. Calvary is my blood. I bleed purple and gold. Calvary has done a great job with the school and making sure that the students not only grow academically, but spiritually and physically and emotionally, and that we get the full body experience, and that we're all really into the school and to each other, and I really have a family back home.
And, you know, it's always a special place because my son only went there for 3 years. But after the 3 years, I couldn't believe how a whole person came out of that school. Someone that went into academically, athletically, faith-wise, it was just a great experience. But you being a cheerleader now, any advice that you would give to a young girl, a young guy who wants to be a cheerleader one day, what they need to do?
Oh, of course. My number one advice is just give it your all and believe in yourself, because that really is, if you give it your best and your God-given talent, I mean, you can only go so far. The sky is the limit. So believe in yourself and believe in the God-given abilities that you have and take it to the best that you can.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. Your next step is now to go to UGA, student athlete, cheerleader. But let's, you know, mom and dad are listening. After college, I mean, is there anything that you want to be in the future? What's your plans after the college experience is over?
Well, I know that I'm a senior and that plans may differ and may change. But right now I'm just thinking to be a sports news reporter. That would be my dream on ESPN.
Nice. That's very good. So, you know, it's been a dream of mine. At least I got to the local radio station. But, you know, like you said, the sky's the limit. Southern, great career academically, athletically at Calvary Day School. And, of course, with Cheer Savannah, just a great opportunity. We're proud of you. Congratulations. Have a lot of fun. And I know you got to say this now. You got to go red and – well, it's really – what is it? Red and white, red and gray, red and black. What does UGA call their official colors?
Red, black, and white.
Okay, well, you're going to be cheering for the red, black, and white, and have a fun time. And once again, enjoy your prom tonight, and you'll be saying it a lot now. It's no more Go Cavaliers, it's Go Bulldogs.
Go Dogs.
Have a good time.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. And that's Southern Brit, student athlete, Calvary Day School. What a dream. I mean, college cheerleader. She's been growing up. This is her atmosphere, her climate, her whole life. But, you know, she was special on the Calvary Day School volleyball team. So, I mean, I'm ecstatic for her, you know. And she's a local kid, local athlete. Has to be an exceptional athlete for what she's going to do in college, as Caroline Ratkovich said in the first hour of being a cheerleader at Southern, at South Carolina. All right, got to give the man who's been sponsoring this show for sponsoring this segment for 6 years. The man is definitely a sports junkie like I am. He'll watch baseball, he'll watch football, he'll watch cheerleading, and he loves kids and he loves what they do. So, Dr. Bart Weathering, thank you. But remember, your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick up something and throw it across the room if you can. While at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care. And remember, you have pain relief to help you move better. You have a less painful life. And, of course, by doing that, you achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations. That's right. You can visit Dr. Bart on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right here in Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive. Or you can visit him in Pula, Georgia on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, I'm only going to have about 3 minutes to wrap this up, but you're listening to the Carl DeMasa Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.